Oh, okay. He's.
One minute early.
So.
Well, by that clock, it says 4 o'clock, so. Okay, we'll call to order at 4 o'clock. Any additions or deletions to the agenda?
I have none.
Public comment?
So I have a couple items, but they relate to like the budget. I don't know if you want me to say it now or the budget. Okay, so Renee Bouchard. So back in April, May, you had Tammy investigating about doing an audit. And you mentioned, it was mentioned about putting money in the budget over the next couple of years, a little bit each year to offset the, I think it was $12,000 or something, what the hit will be when you do the budget, the audit in 2024. So just wondering if it's in the budget.
Okay.
The other thing is, back when we were talking about the junkyard enforcement, I think it was when the policemen were there and they were going over, the sheriff, excuse me, and they were going over their costs. And Tom Frazier had mentioned, there was a lot of discussion about the increasing costs for the sheriff coupled with the time that's gonna be required at court and serving papers, et cetera, in terms of the enforcement of the junkyard ordinance. And Tom had suggested, and you had thought it was a good idea, that a line item be put into the budget. So just wondering if that's in the budget. And then the last item I had was the speed signs. I know that work's underway with the Safe Route to School grants, and that would account for speed signs on 12A, but going back to the, you know, the request by a taxpayer back in 20 and 21, two different times, about Warren Mountain Road and the speeds that are seen there. So in, I think it was August of 21, it was mentioned that it was gonna be looked at to put into the budget. And when we asked this summer, it wasn't in the budget. So I'm just wondering, is this the time when you would put into the budget for a speed sign or two for Warren Mountain Road?
Okay, that I wrote a note down for that.
Thank you.
That's okay. We'll see if we can tease out the answers to those during when we go through. The financial report, we have to review and approve some orders. Anything noteworthy, Tammy?
Well, I don't have any glasses on. I'm sorry.
I do not think so.
Okay.
There's one in there. It's 640 to Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation, which is a review fee. We have to send in our notice of intent the first week to sign on to the new municipal stormwater permit.
Where was that?
It's on the second page.
Oh, there it is, yeah. Stormwater discharge sheets.
Yeah. And that 640 is just a review fee for their, for us signing on to the permit.
Okay.
I would move to add on this, Ken.
No.
I would move to approve the orders.
1 second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
0-0 passes. Select board report would be, so we have the select board report, the budget, and the town meeting warning. I had a extremely eventful day yesterday, which got in the way of me reviewing your comments.
I typed it up for the changes, and this doesn't have to be totally approved.
But,
you know,
we can do that informally.
Yeah.
But I did all the changes that I suggested, and that's the typed version.
Okay.
And added that paragraph you suggested I add.
Yep. And I appreciate your sharp red pen, because my typing is slightly worse than a third grader's.
I mentioned this to you in an email, Tammy, but just sort of thoughts on, I will forever be in whatever circle I'm in, the Google Doc pusher, but it might make the editing process easier, because I looked at yours and I was like, oh, you could literally go through it with a red pen, which is great, but if it was a, if we did it in Google Doc, that we could all share and look at, all your notes could be in there and edited, and all the edit history's there, so I don't know if that's a thing we're interested in, but I looked at it and was like, oh, this process could be slightly smaller.
I love being the teacher with the red pen.
Well, I'm not trying to do it in red visual. I'm not taking away your red pen, but I just thought, I was like, oh, this is what Google Docs are made for, is people adding each other stuff, looking at the comments. And it would be very
simple. Did you have the...
Oh, sorry.
My question on that is, can we do that without violating public meeting?
What's that, the select board report?
I don't know, like, yeah. They have specific rules about what you can and can't do, and I'm just wondering if a document that's like...
That kind of needs to go to Tammy, yeah. Then be decimated to us.
So,
which it can be, even in that form.
Don't make me learn anything new for a while.
Fair enough. I'll bring it back.
VLCT and ask that. League of Citizens and Jets. And just say... You know, we have a three-person board, and so whenever we need comment, we send it to assistant, and then we should forward it so we avoid doing that.
It's I've found that the things that you can get by with Google Docs, like I wouldn't have thought, for instance, therapists, teachers, schools could use them, mm-hmm. because that would break some sort of laws or something. You can't. So I imagine we probably can, because they allow...
I'm sure they dealt with this, so yeah. Probably yeah. Quicken some answer, but I would agree.
You have a question?
A quick question. Tammy, you use Word, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can use track changes in Word and shuttle the documents around, like Dave was saying, what she was saying. And then Tammy wouldn't have to learn. Use the tool she's not used for. That's all.
I would do a tutorial. I like it that much. but I'll follow up and see if that's something we can do.
So, just in terms of drafting this, I read through the last 3 years, two of them which were heavily sedated by COVID, but reach back to the 2019 one, and just to kind of get an idea, there seemed to be a lot of short little paragraphs about just a laundry list of what happened. So rather than trying to do that, I just tried to hit on the three big topics and some other stuff in general was the gist that I was going for. So anything from a substance or tone or anything like that, certainly you didn't incorporate any of Dave or Ryan's stuff, right, Tim?
Dave, somebody only had a typo edit.
And I asked you to fix a lot of it. I thought it covered the bases.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I think you started the tone that you were in.
I just found another one.
Oh, where?
Second page, last paragraph. The state guidelines after the reappraisal in our CRA.
And I whipped this up very, very quickly and did not really have time to do anything but a spell check review of it before I sent it out. So I was hoping to spend some time here this weekend.
Third page, top paragraph.
Yep.
Property on takes evaluations of property on site out of the hands of residents. Residents,
yep.
Not
sure. Did I have the logistics correct about sure that we have our listers there because they're so critical in terms of us getting funding. I think we may have struck that out.
I took out that one
yeah.
thing when you mentioned the state.
I just didn't know. I put it in there kind of as a placeholder
yeah.
to go back and make sure I get the details correct.
I didn't think that was probably correct wording for it, so I just removed the sentence.
So what I was trying to hit on with that was just how vital they are.
Yeah.
Because if they don't do their job, we don't get any of our...
Well, if they don't do their job, they won't have a grant list. And without a grant list, you don't collect taxes.
Correct. Well, I guess that's what I was trying to get. I remember that from our discussion about it when we had there, and that's incredibly critical. Because without them, we would be
correct
out of business. So we can't collect taxes without our grant list. That's been...
The grant list gives you the... property values, and that's what your taxes are based.
I'll see if that needs to go in or not, but that was the gist of that.
So the sentence I inserted was on the second page that began with the town clerk.
Third paragraph.
Yeah. No. You can only ask the question.
For the benefit of the public and anyone listening on the audio, it's simply a paragraph explaining the petition. Regarding the solid waste disposal ordinance and that it was turned in and will be on the ballot, and it's simply stating to make sure that everyone knows what a yes vote and a no vote means with regards to that article. Anything else? Okay. We move on to budget. And then we have the warrant.
Take it all.
And so I submitted two types of budget, the normal one that I've been giving you. And then the other one is called Budget Maintenance Report, and it gives you the actual figures that it went up on each line.
So I think to answer one of Renee's questions about the law enforcement, we have bumped that up from last year's.
And we have also bumped up legal fees to cover costs.
Where are those in the budget?
Second page.
Page 2 of the budget.
Yeah. Law enforcement.
Public safety is more than enforcement, and then down in general expenses as we go halfway down.
So last year we had budgeted $7,500 for law enforcement, and we budgeted $15,000.
Legally went from 2 to 3,000.
Yep.
So our general expenses are actually down.
No, they, the total general government, is that what you mean?
No.
Oh, the general expense section above, yes, that went down.
Okay. Total government went up by 7,000. Answer another question. Doesn't look like we budgeted in for speed centers, correct?
No, we can't. Okay.
That's jumped from 1,200 to 2,000, but.
But the highway budget increased like 65,000.
Correct. There's a lot going on there.
So I just want to be clear. So you're not going to budget for speed signs?
We haven't as of this budget. I don't think we've got an answer back from the schools yet.
Well, okay. If we don't put anything into the budget, then you go through another ski season with people speeding down Warren Mountain Road, because what you're working on now takes effect next July 1st through June 30 the following year. So in August of 21, the board told a taxpayer that they would look at the budget. And so this is January 23, budget meeting, and I'm just asking if you're going to put anything in, and you're not. So, just to be clear.
We have looked at the budget, and we have not budgeted for it because of the other things that have gone up.
Okay. And you're not going to add it today?
I'm not going to propose that we did.
Yeah. 10% increase already.
Okay, thank you.
So that went $65,000, our highway budget, right?
Yeah.
You see somewhere you want to cut, let me know. We can quit burning fuel, we can.
May I ask that a vote take place that you guys not adopt putting into the budget for speed signs for taxpayer requests?
No, you may not.
Okay. Just trying to be clear. Thank you.
It's clear that you're trying to be clear, Renee.
Check.
And we will try to pursue grants for that.
The grant for the Safe Route to Schools, again, applies to the school on 12A. It doesn't apply to the citizen request for Warren Mountain Road with a car speed.
Correct. But there is a possibility there are grants available for them, too.
Okay. Back when it was originally proposed in 2019, if you go back and look at the minutes, I believe it was Steve Wombly and or Shane.
Renee, I'm gonna cut you off. We're not talking about this. We have stuff to do, and you've had your public comment. We're not discussing it.
You've been given your answer,
and we're moving on.
That's fine.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Fire department stuff, that's all at zero because what they haven't submitted?
No, that stays zero until the voters vote at town meeting.
So is the difference in our both the 23 and 24 budget numbers, are those difference the ones that are zeroed out? Is that correct? So on the final page, it says 1962, 1.9.
Are we on the regular budget?
Yep.
Okay. So the last page, you said?
Yep. Just the final number on it.
The final number on the bottom is the budget that you bring into the voters.
So what's, just explain to me.
So that's the addition of the general government plus highway would equal that. So your general government is asking for 274.13, which is the number that's on page 2 at the bottom.
Yep.
And then the highway department is asking for 704.273,
yep.
And that is on page 4 in the center.
And the $1 million difference is?
Oh, you would have the school. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
School's budget's included
right.
There.
Because
yeah. So, if you look right above there, you got 992,000 right there for school. And also, that doesn't include any voted articles
yep.
at town
so,
meeting.
So, like the fire department and stuff like that, plus the school, there is the difference.
Fire department, non-profits, the fire truck library,
yep.
All of those added in will get you up there.
Got it. So overall, we're up, if we bottom line what the municipal government's asking for, 65 plus
about
75,000 or less.
Yeah, about 72,000 you're asking for. And that was due to big increases to keep the roads clear with the trucks and supplies.
Well, it's fuel.
It's almost entirely that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fuel and supplies.
Yeah.
Now there's some pretty good increase. Workers' comp is up
$5,000.
Yeah. Employee insurance is up another $5,000.
And, you know, that's an estimate but based on the hours. But, you know, if it's a nice winter and they don't have overtime, that goes down.
Yep. Well, do we have any suggestions about the budget in terms of pluses or minuses? Or seems like we've... And Dave's certainly done a lot of work, as has Tammy, getting those parts and pieces together. I'm sure the big, and it seems like the road budget is the chief offender, but there's nothing that we can really slice and dice out of that one.
Is that what don't you want to buy?
Highway patrol, highway payroll, sorry, went up roughly $20,000, right?
19,444.
Yeah.
our salt budget this year? Are we running over based on all that?
No, I don't think so.
Then shenanigans with the salt provider?
I don't think we will.
Okay.
I think we're in fairly good shape.
And our bridge work, do we have some stuff that we have on tap?
We have some stuff that needs to be done. And what that comes down to, if we don't get it done and we were to have a storm, FEMA goes back and looks at the bridge inspection reports. I mean, if you haven't maintained them, they can refuse to pay for them.
Because we basically level funded the bridges, but that's a decently sized line item, so. Did we use, do you know if we use that this year or if it went elsewhere?
Not yet.
Okay. Maybe some spring work?
Hopefully. Yes.
Yeah, I don't see a whole lot where we can trim and shave.
I mean, it's all just
price of coal, materials. Price of sand, price of gravel, price of fuel.
I mean, that section alone.
Repairs and parts.
That section alone went up $20,000.
Yep.
So,
Yeah, there's nothing. It looks optional.
Okay.
I mean, if you're trying to run in, you put in an 8% increase in wages.
Two asked for more money, and a couple regulars didn't submit one.
Okay. Well, do we need to make a motion on the budget?
I will move to adopt as proposed budget.
Yeah, just on the audit, on my other question.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me. Did we have that in?
No. You have money in every year.
Yeah, but that doesn't cover a full audit.
No.
That would be under
general
government?
I don't think that got changed.
Remind me the question.
So we talked about, were you on at that point?
No.
That was in the spring.
This we had been recommended to have an audit.
Well, it wasn't a recommendation.
We had a full audit since the year after Irene.
Right.
Which was required because at that point we spent over half a million of federal money. Mm-hmm. And now it's, I think it's 750. If you spend over 750 now,
yeah.
The government requires you to have a full audit.
If you with federal grants. Well, with grants.
And that, at that time, the full audit was $12,000.
Yeah, I think so.
Dollars.
We do have a yearly review.
By the accountants. So to get an audit within a few years, we would have to budget $4,000 or $5,000 a year.
Do we feel that this is the year to do that, given other expenses, or?
Given the increases, it's a...
Is that one where place we could use some of that surplus? Mm-hmm. To set some of that aside?
Yes, yeah, but...
The surplus you have to figure out, because you can only use general government surplus for that. Any funds appropriated for highway have to be spent on highway.
Right. So we'd have to suss out what's actually in there. That would be a way where we could put some money in that piggy bank, regardless of what's on the budget, and not raise the budget even further.
Yes.
Yeah, Yeah, if we don't budget, if we're likely to get an audit, we don't budget for commissioner or something. But
yeah, what did they say it was?
Well, you would have to have an article to do that. So it's not something you can just do.
No, 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 but wasn't that estimate like 15 or 20 or something, 12? I forget, memory doesn't.
I didn't bring that in. But if you want to add an article, then we got to redo this then.
You have to add an article
to use surplus money.
What's the likelihood of us getting audited this year?
It's not us being audited, it is us having a CPA do a total audit of the town's books.
Yeah. And the CPA said, brought that to our attention.
Well, because we asked him.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't, you know, right. We asked him what an audit would be. Right. That's
since
all. He didn't. 2013
was the last time he had a full audit.
And typically,
before that, probably was 20 years. If I know they like you to do one when the staff changes.
Just verify it.
So in April and May, when you were talking about all this, it was about doing an audit in 2024. That's what's in the minutes.
We could definitely ask the voters to approve the use of surplus funds to find an audit.
I think that's an excellent use for that, as opposed to raising the budget to do it.
Yes.
But if you're going to do it in 2024, you could add it on as an article next year, too.
Or we could do it 2 years in a row. Or we could just put the whole cost of it.
Probably. Depends what's the general government. So we got to figure out what the general government surplus is left in the funds.
Yes, it's not allowed to use highway surplus
right.
On general government.
Can we leave it like, seeing as we don't have those numbers right now? Can we leave it as just to spend it on an audit, or should we even put in
here? Yeah, I don't think it has to have exact dollar number.
So what are you asking?
I said, if we put an article in there, it doesn't have to have an exact dollar number.
No.
Right. So yes, we could do that.
Seems like a good solution. Can we keep that in reserve for multiple years? Is that allowed?
Well, you can ask the voters to put surplus funds into the accounting fund, yes.
So that would allow us, once we figure out what is left, or what's part of the general surplus dollars, to then, at a meeting in the future, assign those dollars to that fund if the voters let us.
Yes.
Do that. And then it'll sit in there, and then we can figure out exactly how much it would be if we wanted to
right.
do it in 24.
Right.
And what we would need to raise.
And budget.
Yeah. And maybe fuel will have gone down by then.
Yeah.
So are you being too vague on this article, though?
I don't think so. If we will the voters approve the use of any general government surplus funds to be put towards a full audit of the town's books. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Where's the say that again?
I said would the voters approve using any general government surplus funds to go towards a full audit of the town's books.
Be allocated to the...
You can put accounting fund.
Allocated to the accounting fund, so that we're specific about that.
Yeah.
Is it?
To be used for future audit.
We don't feel like we can put any price range in there at all. Or when you're around not to exceed X amount or some version of it. Or do we not want to just,
no.
Not necessary.
I don't think so.
Well, anything would be discussed openly anyways. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we'd be shuffling it around secretly.
And it can be amended on the floor because you're asking.
Right.
I guess, okay. I my only thought was in terms of people feeling comfortable saying, yes, I'm going to vote for that. It's like, you know, like they know at least it's not crazy.
Because a lot of things, the costs could jump up pretty drastically. You know?
Sure.
And then we'd be...
Especially with the amount of federal money that's out there, because there's a lot of people that have full lines.
May I just ask?
Yeah.
The language that you settled on, does that allow you to do a portion, or is it like all or nothing?
No, it would give us the leeway to assign a dollar value later.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like if there's 5,000, you can put 3,000 to the audit and release 2,000 to the. Okay, thank you.
So we started this.
I moved to adopt our 2023 budget.
24
budget.
One second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Budget is approved by the select board. 300. And the warning.
Yeah.
We'll just read through it and make sure we're comfortable with each of the articles. Is there anything, Tammy, that you want to make note of before we get started on that?
Well, the petitioned article is number 17, which you've already brought up, which will be voted by a straight ballot.
This is the language that we provided.
This is the language the attorney provided.
Through Jim.
Yes.
Just so that there is no surprises, that process, what they provided us with the petition, the signed petition, it's then up to the select board, and correct me if I'm wrong, that's why I'm saying this, it's up to us to decide what art language we put on the article.
It was in the statutes, that's why the attorney submitted this language.
That language was in the statutes?
Yes, I read it today. It says if you receive a petition, the language that he submitted, which is, shall the town of Roxbury ordinance regulating the disposal of solid waste and the outdoor storage of junk and junk vehicles as adopted by the select board on December 19, 2022 be disapproved?
Correct. No, I just want to make sure that there's no confusion, especially for the people who signed it, that this language is different than what's on the top of their petition.
But the language that was on top of the petition, except for the statute being quoted, was only asking for an in-depth discussion on the junk ordinance.
Correct.
So that wouldn't work. You'd have to have this. Yes.
I fully understand that.
No, but it was in the statute, the actual wording that you should use to vote on a ordinance.
So I guess what I'm getting at is I just don't want the people who signed that and the people that circulated it to see different language and say, well, why didn't they put our language in? But that is
because that's not how it works.
The statute says so.
Exactly. Okay. And as it was written, it wouldn't have created an article.
No, not really.
Or it wouldn't have done what they were intending. Was to challenge the ordinance.
Yeah, that's that was the intent, the attorney said.
Correct.
So.
We're going to put that other article in as well.
I would like to do it as a two article.
Number two?
No. No, two different articles.
What?
So I'd like us to do, like, what's on number 8, to do that for the...
To start a reserve fund for accounting.
Yeah.
So if we could... And then ask for the surplus.
So if we could do it, say, number 10 and 11?
Yeah.
That's before you get to the library?
Establish a fund and then ask for the transfer to be able to use the surplus. Yes. How long does that take you to fix?
Well, if you actually, I was going to re-listen to the words to have it correct. So if you want to write down the exact words on this, because you talk really quick.
Okay. So first thing you're going to add,
I can handle number 10, yes.
Okay.
So I need you to write the exact words.
And will the voters approve using general...
Come on,
there. Should we go on to another thing and come back?
Will the voters approve
using general government surplus funds? To be allocated...
Two or four.
To the accounting reserve fund, which we would have just created in the previous article.
Yeah.
And we could add at the end of that to be used for future audit. It's plural. Just as another side note on Article 17 currently here about the junk ordinance, we had to have a discussion with the lawyer about that because the petition that was submitted didn't achieve the what they were trying to do through the language. It just wanted a discussion, a debate. It said we want to have a debate. So it didn't actually, it wouldn't have created anything, and they would have missed the deadline to petition it, in which case it would have become law, and then we would have been having a debate about something that had already been
in effect.
So we submitted that to our lawyer. He said, well, yes, they missed on the language.
Yeah, but they made the intent.
The intent was to have it as a voted article, so you should put it on the article. So we just wanted to make sure that we didn't do anything surreptitiously or behind the scenes on that, and we have it on there. I'm hoping that is what that group was interested in. I'm assuming that was the case. Yeah. Okay. So we've taken care of new Article 10 and 11.
Yeah. I don't think any of the others. Hold on. Correct, right?
Combine a lot of stuff into Article 18.
Yep, but that's again, that's been requested.
Yep. And we then also, Article 19 and 20 were two of those nonprofits organizations that have changes.
Yeah.
We did talk about that in the select board letter too.
Yes.
So. All right.
May I ask?
Yes.
Were the nonprofits that did not submit a letter this time removed from the list?
I'll have to ask Tammy about that. So. Sounded like that. Let me see. They are gone from the warning because they didn't ask.
And that would be Central Vermont Home Health and Hospice.
No, they changed theirs.
They changed their name?
No.
They changed their
number. Yeah, so they're Article 18. Yeah. And Mosaic changed their number.
Did they go up or down?
Good beginning. Been the same for years.
Don, do you know about our Article 15 here? The voters approved the sum of $8,000 for the Roxbury Volunteer Fire Department radio upgrade.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I'm just thinking. There's an interested party sitting in the room.
Basically, what we're looking to do is if a firefighter's away from the truck, if he's away from the truck now, his portable won't work back on the Capitol fire. So we need some method to balance.
So you have the truck.
Radio communication to the truck, which has a much larger, wattage for the radio, and then back to Capitol fire. Cases would be if you suddenly need an ambulance, just a bunch of safety issues there.
Yeah.
The timing of that is pretty important because as part of the whole radio communications, we would get some significant price advantages from doing that during that period.
Bundling with that.
Right. Yeah. Not to deviate, but there's a couple documents that we might brought to Tammy to give you.
To amend your motion to have an amount not to exceed?
I don't believe so.
You want to leave it as is?
Yeah, I believe it as is for now.
One document is an update on the status of the project.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Whitaker continues to put out information that's not correct and evasive and just plain not correct. So it shows you a bunch of who the sponsors are, and then it gives you status of what's going on, which is correct. And then the second thing is, some towns have brought up the fact that, the second thing is just to confirm who the delegates are and who you give authority to for Capitol Fire. And the reason for that is two reasons for that. One is, some people have complained that whoever the delegate is committing to funds.
That is an issue.
And they don't have the authority to do so.
That is an issue.
Right. So there's a document that's created by the attorney. It's two phases. One is the first part is required by the Commissioner of Public Safety just to say that as a member of Capitol Fire, you're committed to the project. Is one thing.
Yeah.
And so
which we already sent a letter. We already gave Joe a letter saying that.
Another
right?
one that's a little more formal. It was made by the attorney. And then the second part is just what I said, which is the defining a delegate and a backup to the delegate for Capitol Fire, so that we're not Yeah, so nobody gets surprised by agreeing to funding.
So we're just waiting for Tammy to reprint the...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For those listening in somewhere in the future. Waiting for Tammy to reprint the articles and the warning so that we can vote and sign.
Okay. So the changes was 10, 11, and 12 to establish, to transfer, and circle, just like the others.
So by making the reserve fund, then we can keep it there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So
we're going to establish the reserve fund and transfer the accounting fund to the reserve fund, and then also authorize us to allocate surplus, government surplus funds to be used for that.
Yeah. This is the one I want you to sign if you approve it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. We can fix that. I would move to approve the warning for 2023 town meeting.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Pass that.
So
0-0. And with that, we can look at that, Dave. You got what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
3-0-0. At 4:52, and we can, unless there's any other business, we can adjourn.
Other business isn't on the agenda.
That's right. Very way to keep us in line, Tim. Did you get both pages of that?
No, I didn't.
She's got the front. You have the front one. I gave her the back one and signed.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm shutting off the recording, right?
Yep.
Adjourned.